The James and Kim Cast, Chattanooga's favorite morning show. On your schedule, tell a friend, rate, review, and share.
Hello, welcome to the James and Kim Cast. I'm James Howard. Kim's off this week. Now, obviously, you know by now that Queen Elizabeth II died. She was 96 years old. Prince Charles is now King Charles III, and his wife Camilla assumes the title of Queen Consort. With 70 years on the throne, Queen Elizabeth was the longest-serving female head of state in history. Now, on this episode of the James and Kim Cast, you're going to hear stories that you won't hear anywhere else, on Fox or CNN, on ABC, on NBC. So some really interesting and funny stories.
He cocked his leg and peed on the officer's pants leg in his best blues.
That's Nigel Jones. He's been in Chattanooga for quite some time, but he was a part of the Royal Marine Commandos. We'll check in with him here in a second. Welcome to the James and Kim Cast.
We know, every one of us, that in the end, all will be well. For God will care for us and give us victory and peace.
This time we join with all nations across the globe in a common endeavor, using the great advances of science and our instinctive compassion to heal. We will succeed, and that success will belong to every one of us.
Hi, James. It's Ray from the UK. How are you doing?
Oh, I am so glad we just connected. We were just on the air just a few moments ago saying hopefully Ray Clark will give us a call. So, hey, thank you so much for your valuable time. How are you? I really want to personally ask you, we know you're a journalist. A lot of folks follow you. But how are you personally dealing with the loss of your queen?
Well, James, to be honest, it's a sad moment. This is world history we're talking about. I'm 68. I like to think I'm younger, but no, I've got to face it. I'm 68, and she has always been the queen, the monarch of the United Kingdom and many other territories around the world as well. She has always been there. She's the queen that has seen everything. She's the television queen. She was her coronation was one of the first big television moments in the UK. And wherever you turn, at all crisis, at all good times, the bad times as well, Queen Elizabeth II has been there. So, yeah, it's sad. It is sad to pass to see the passing of a monarch and somebody who's always been there. But life goes on, and it's not as if it's a surprise. She's done well to last 96 years. But, you know, she's done a good job, and I think everybody's recognizing that, whether they're loyalists or not. I'm a sort of acting loyalist, I suppose. It varies over the years as to how loyal I am, but I'm very sad to see her passing.
Yeah. Ray, are people going to rally around King Charles?
Well, at the moment, you know, it's slow steps. It's not as if we haven't had warning. It's not as if the former Prince Charles, now King Charles III, hadn't had warning. It was always going to be, and it's been a long time coming. I mean, the man's in his 70s now. But we'll get used to it, I suspect. The monarchy will continue. And looking beyond Charles, it was a bit early to be doing that, but his son, William, the younger royals, in both cases, but in one in particular, certainly welcomed, I think, by the people of the United Kingdom. Things will be different. It won't be a case of meet the new boss same as the old boss. I'm sure he'll rule in a different way, but King Charles III is now our monarch.
Yeah. And what kind of, explain to us, when it comes to the royal family, how much influence politically do they have?
In theory, none at all. The Parliament and the monarchy, two completely separate issues. And this is a potential problem for King Charles, because in the past, as the Prince of Wales, he has pushed the boundaries and sort of suggested in a pretty firm way that politicians should at least look at issues, in particular the climate issues and the preservation of the world that we live in. But now he's got to keep well away from that because it's part of the constitution of this country. The monarch doesn't dabble in politics. That the monarch is separate to the parliament. It's quite a strange setup. And when you see the connections between the monarchy and the parliament, it takes a bit to understand and to explain. But no, never the twain should meet, in theory, anyway.
That's so interesting to me. And Ray, I don't know if you saw this. Obviously, I know you've seen it on social media. I don't know exactly where you're calling us from this morning, but I just found this so just amazing, that double rainbow over Buckingham Palace, what, about an hour before the announcement of the Queen's death?
Yeah, people have got quite excited about this, and also one over Windsor Castle as well at the same time. I mean, the fact that Windsor Castle is probably about 10 miles from Buckingham Palace explains that one. But I'm talking to you from the Essex coast, which is about 50 miles to the east of London. So I could nip up the road, I could get on a train, I could be in London in an hour and a half. I could be outside Buckingham Palace in 90 minutes, 2 hours or so. So, you know, small country, nowhere's that far away. The moment the body of Her Majesty of Queen Elizabeth, and in fact, I paused there because I'm not sure whether she is still known as Her Majesty, but Queen Elizabeth's body is in Balmoral in Scotland, and that's only, 300 miles away, 600 miles away, I guess, 600 miles, let's go for that. So nowhere in this country and these islands are far from another point.
You know, we're seeing pictures of London. And we're seeing pictures of some of the places that we as Americans are kind of used to seeing, right? But what do the small villages look like? What did they look like, let's say, yesterday when England found out that their queen has passed on? What does that look like in these small towns?
Well, let's talk physically, first of all. It would be nice to tell you that all of our villages look like the chocolate box covers that you see. Not all of them do. Perhaps in the centre. And we quite like to nurture that, to get you Americans over here to visit and see the real Britain and spend your dollars. But you know, life goes on, and it is a modern country. It's changed beyond belief during the years that Queen Elizabeth has been on the throne. But we still have, I suppose, those sort of quaint rituals that we like to hang on to. For instance, all of the churches are open now today with books of condolence that in any village, any town, we can go in and sign. The bells will be ringing in all churches and cathedrals and Westminster Abbey at 12 noon today. I just saw a photograph on social media of our own war memorial from the First World War, Second World War, where all of those, the fallen, are named, and our town mayor, and we're a relatively small town of about 10,000 people, our town mayor had laid a bouquet of flowers in memory of Her Majesty. So, yeah, there is small town mentality, but, you know, don't run away with the idea that we all ride round on horses and tip our hat at the local squire. Sadly, those days are gone. Or perhaps not sadly. I don't know. We're part of the real world, really, James.
Yeah, I love it. All right, we're going to let you go here in a second, but I do want to ask you about Camilla Parker Bowles being the queen consort. How do you guys feel about her as the queen?
Well, there's the difference. She won't be the queen, and I think had she been announced as the queen, then it wouldn't have been accepted as much. She's been around for a while. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II decreed that she would be known as the queen consort, so she will never be the queen, but she is the queen consort. She is the wife of the king. So to that extent, I think she's accepted. My wife, for instance, is more of a royalist than I am. I'm not anti-royal, but my wife follows it. She could tell you about the kings and queens going back to 15-something or other. For me, history started in the 1950s when I was born. But my wife, she's good at all this stuff, all this royalty stuff. But she would never have been happy. In fact, she used to say she'd better not be queen. She'd better not be queen. And I think perhaps she was typical of many royal followers. But as time goes on, her mood towards this woman has mellowed. She's happy and prepared to accept her as queen consort. And to be honest, there's nothing that my wife could have done about it if it was different. But I think that's a pretty shrewd way to have played it. And to be honest, not that I've ever met the woman, but I know people that have. And actually, she's okay. And she does the job and she backs her husband. And I'm sure that will continue. Well, now he's the king.
How do you address her?
Well, there's a thing. I'm probably not likely to be honest, but I'd always go for the mom. Morning, mom. And if you meet royalty, it's seldom by just bumping into them. It's an arranged event. It's something you've been invited to. It's something that you would normally know and have warning that you were going to meet them. And with that comes the advice as to how you meet them. For instance, with the Queen, I have friends that were presented to the Queen, and they were told never to offer their hand. Wait until the Queen offered her hand. And speak when you're spoken to, basically. But in the past, the Queen, and no doubt you've seen the TV footage, has been on visits, and she does what's called a walkabout. And she'd just go up to certain people that took her eye, and she would talk to them, but just in a fleeting way, in a passing way. But the accepted way, I guess, is Mom. I don't think it would be Your Majesty for Camilla, the Queen Consort. It would be Mom. I think you're on pretty safe ground there, James. So when you meet her, just say, morning, Mom. You'll be okay.
Okay. And if somebody corrects me on that, I'm going to say, hey, Ray Clark told me that. I'm just going to just blame you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
One last question. The purse. Do you know anything about the Queen? You know, we always saw her carry her purse. And I'm thinking, she's the Queen. She doesn't need to carry anything. Do you know what was inside her purse?
Well, here's the thing. Are you aware of Paddington Bear?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the film Paddington? Well, for Her Majesty's Jubilee, just a couple of 3 months ago, her last public appearance, basically, Her Majesty was known to have a good sense of humour, and there was a wonderful, wonderful set-up piece with Paddington Bear taking tea with Her Majesty. Just check it out on YouTube. It's there. You will see it. And Paddington Bear, famous for eating marmalade sandwiches, right, said, I always have one of these in case of emergencies. And the camera swung round to Her Majesty, opening her famous purse, the handbag, taking out a marmalade sandwich and saying, so do I. So do I. Wow. We'll never know. We'll never know. But according to the TV footage that we saw at the time of the Jubilee, it's a marmalade sandwich.
Ray Clark, I so appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Our condolences on behalf of everyone in our area, Chattanooga, Tennessee, North Georgia, Northern Alabama, our entire country, mourning the death of your queen. And thank you for your time today.
James, you're welcome. Good to speak to you.
Thank you for having me.
Tea?
Oh, yes, please. Perhaps you would like a marmalade sandwich. I always keep one for emergencies.
So do I. For later.
Happy Jubilee, ma'am. And thank you for everything.
That's very kind.
Steve here with Armor Exteriors. Roofs are critical to protecting your biggest investment. We install complete roof systems with a GAF factory warranty that gives you peace of mind. Visit armorexteriors.com for a free roof inspection. Armor up with Armor Exteriors.
We've got Nigel Jones joining us today. Hello, Nigel.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so you've lived here in the Chattanooga area for how long?
I have lived in the United States for 30 years last month, and I've been here for 18.
18, okay. You have not lost your British accent, Nigel.
Well, I was 35 over here, and about 10 years later, my mum moved over here, so she wouldn't let me lose my accent. She would correct me if I said anything
with an American accent.
So, Nigel, talk to us about what your duties were in the military in the UK.
I was in the Royal Marine Commandos for nearly 13 years, and different regiments are occasionally allowed to go and do London duties. So, yes, I did it. I did it twice, once as a Marine and once as a corporal.
Interesting. You know, a friend of mine called me up. I don't know if you heard this or not, but around 7:20, and he told the story of walking. He was walking near Buckingham Palace, and he told his family, he goes, look, there's the Queen. And he was joking. Well, then he was just like, wait a second, that looks like the Queen. And he said this lady turned left through the gates, no questions asked, and she went into that security area, that secure area. Now, he showed me pictures of this woman that looked just like the Queen, side view and behind view, and she was just on a normal street. Now, he thinks that was the Queen, but at the same time, you know, we're both saying, oh my word, I mean, the Queen, roads will be blocked, she'd have her security detail all around her, correct?
It's unlikely that she would be walking around. Well, first of all, she would never be out on the streets on her own. She would have had a plainclothes armed police officer with her from the Royal Protection Squad.
Sure. Okay.
See, that's there's an interesting story. Do you know what Ascot is, the big horse race in England?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay. Yeah, she was... Ascot is where they wear the gentlemen dress formally, and all the ladies wear big hats, and it's a very prestigious event. And she was walking in the public area with her civilian police officer, armed civilian police officer, and a Canadian couple, you know, husband and wife, walked up to her and said, excuse me, do you know if the Queen is here? To which she replied, yes, she is. And the Canadians, being very inquisitive, said, well, have you seen her? Have you met her? Hmm. And she said, yes. And then they said, well, have you ever actually spoken to her? And she very dryly looked to her right and said, no, but this police officer has. And they looked puzzled. And the police officer just nudged, he just nodded and nudged his head towards the Queen. And a few seconds later, they realized who she was.
Oh,
and they kind of, oh my goodness, they were, you know, very uncomfortable about the whole thing. And she said, well, you have a nice day, but don't forget to bet on, and then she named a horse. She said, oh, that's mine. And then just walked off. And so she has a remarkable sense. She has a great sense of humor. It's very dry.
Oh, my word. An amazing story. So, Nigel, have you ever met her personally?
I have never met her personally, but I did have an interaction. When I was doing London duties the second time as a corporal, I did Windsor Castle. Huh. So my job was to replace the six sentries, to change the sentries every 4 hours outside the gates. Depending on who is in residence will depend on how many gates are open. This particular day, there were three gates open, which means I had six Marines. So I would go out, replace two, go to the next gate, we'd change two, and then go to the next gate. Well, before you go on guard, you drive from Waterloo Barracks, which is an army barracks in London. A coach takes you to Windsor Castle. You go around the back, and the coach parks in a fairly isolated area. It's called the Mews, which is where the horses are, the stables are.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you get there an hour early, and you get a briefing from a guard commander as to what's going on. And then we being a troop of Marines, there's about 32 of us, was standing there waiting to march on to start the exchange ceremony with the off-going army regiment. Mm. And about 60, 70 feet away, I was talking to a troop officer who's a young lieutenant, and I saw a lady walk from one side of the yard to the other side with four corgis. She was wearing, Her Majesty's quite short, and I noticed that she was walking from one side of the yard to the other, across the grass with four corgis, and I thought, oh, that might be the Queen, and I was kind of kidding in my head. Well, it was. She was wearing a gabardine, a raincoat, it was a chilly morning, and just a headscarf, and at that point, two of the corgis ran over towards us, and I said to the troop officer, that I think the Queen is behind you. And he just looked at me and laughed, and he said, no. And he thought I was kidding. Well, one of the corgis came over and decided that it would urinate on his dress blue trousers.
Oh, no.
It cocked his leg and peed on the officer's pants leg in his best blues. And he just stood there staring at the dog. You know, you don't kick the Queen's corgis. It's not a career move. So she walked. She started to walk towards us. And I said, sir, she's coming towards us. And he had his sword in his scabbard. Well, a royal salute is to remove the sword. But in his panic, he tried to get it out to salute her. He knocked his cap off. He's crimson blushing. And she walked over and she said, oh, that's fine, Lieutenant. I'm off duty. Please send me the bill for the dry cleaning. Send the bill to my secretary and we'll have that paid for. But I do apologize. You have a nice day. And off she walked. So that was my one and only. Yeah. So she is, despite being the Queen of England, she's a very, very
considerate.
Very calm, very considerate. She has a great deal of humility.
Did he ever bill the Queen?
No, he didn't actually bill the Queen. The regiment, the corps, paid to have his corgi pee removed from his blues trousers.
What a great story. Oh, Nigel,
he said he didn't really mind, but it trickled down into his shoes because Marines wear boots and officers wear shoes in dress blues.
Oh, my word. What a great story. Nigel, we so appreciate you. And before we let you go, real quickly, what does it mean to you? I know you've lived stateside here in America for quite some time. What does it mean to you about the changeover of the monarchy and the Queen's death?
Well, first of all, as my grandparents were royalists, my parents were royalists. I was raised in that environment. I've always considered her to be my queen. I'm sad that she's died. It truly is the end of an era. I mean, her qualities, her humility, the fact that she never retired. She served up until almost the day she died. Mm-hmm. She received Britain's new prime minister only 2 days before she died. Mm-hmm. She represented a standard of morals that are mocked today, and I'm concerned that that's going away because very quietly and in the background, she stood by what she believed in without offending anybody, which is hard to do these days. She did have an extremely strong Christian faith.
Right, right.
I believe that helped a lot.
Right.
In fact, she gave credit to God, to Jesus Christ, the Savior, on many, many occasions.
Right, right.
And I think that Prince Charles, who has been in the background for a long time, the Queen was never supposed to be the Queen. It was an accident of fate because Edward VIII abdicated from Mrs. Simpson instead of assuming his royal duties for which he had been trained his entire life. Her dad, King George VI, was not supposed to be the King. He got the job at the drop of a hat when his brother, Edward VI, decided not to become King. Well, he abdicated, actually. I believe that Charles has an excellent mentor and given some encouragement, and he's been trained to do the job. And I think I just pray that he's a chip off the old block,
yeah.
And that he will continue doing the work that she so quietly and uncomplainingly did in the background.
Yeah, some have said, he's been 73 years in training to finally be king. Nigel, I could talk to you for hours, and thank you for the stories. Thank you for sharing your heart. Real quickly, before we let you go, I love that you said about her, talking about the Queen's faith, because I was talking to somebody over in London who I met in Romania a few months ago, and he made the comment just in the last two or three years, she's become more vocal about her faith, and that's been really, really neat to see. But hey, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Vince. Would you like one more quick story about the British Prime Minister?
Sure.
Okay. When Tony Blair became Prime Minister, he has to go into her audience request to create a new government, and then she has to give him permission to do that. So he walked into her office, never met the Queen of England before, and they stand rather like an attention, and then you do a quick head bow, and then she will speak to you. The second he bowed, his head was down, his phone started to ring in his pocket.
Ooh.
He said that he wanted to die, that he's never been so embarrassed in his entire life, and absolutely did not know what to do. He said his eyes came up, his head came up, and he looked at her, and she immediately said, Prime Minister Blair, you might like to get that. It may be someone important. To which he replied, thank you, Your Majesty, and turned the phone off. But that is a demonstration of her humor. And the way she rescued him from an embarrassing situation.
What a great sense of humor, and what a great leader. I love how she reigned but did not rule.
Correct.
Say.
In fact, the prince of her husband often referred to her, and she has been referenced in books and reports. She is often called the servant queen. What a great
title. Yeah, and she will be missed. Nigel Jones, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, James. You have a great day.
So I have found out what was inside the Queen's purse. She always carried a handkerchief, eyeglasses, lipstick, and a $5 note, because if she was ever in a church, she would put that $5 note in the offering plate. Interesting, right? Well, that's all the time we have for the Change of Kimcast for today. Like us, share us, tell your friends about us, and make sure you tune in to the James and Kim Show Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 on Sunny 92.3. And until next time, have a great day. So long.
Want to support the James and Kim Cast? Rate, review, and share with your friends. For more of Chattanooga's favorite morning show, go to sunny923.com.